90-minute converted to 60 minutes. Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview of Alice Hum, interview number 104, tape 3, with noise reduction and notch filtering at around 3.5 kilohertz to overcome a click.
Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. July 18, 1980, second interview with Alice Hum at her residence in Los Angeles, conducted by Beverly Chen. Mrs. Hum, have you ever compared Chinese with the Jewish people in terms of cultural similarities or ways of conducting business?
I feel it is similar because I have been around Jewish people, and I think they were a little bit more shrewd. I don't think the Chinese were that shrewd. Like the girls I met, they were dressed beautifully, but they were always wrong to me and wouldn't bother returning.
The Jewish girls?
Yeah, I don't think the Chinese girls are beautiful. So that.
Okay. How about cultural similarities or differences? Have you ever compared the ways, for instance, Jewish people?
I see them in school, but I usually don't associate with them outside of school.
Well, you say those Jewish girls borrow things from you and don't return them. That was at school or at work?
At school.
At school. And where did the Chinese men meet their wives back in the days, in earlier days?
At schools or through friends? School, church, or through friends?
Uh-huh.
So introduction.
Introduction? Oh. You're talking about the 40s?
When I was young, I didn't meet any Dalwadis in school.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't meet any Dalwadis at work. And I didn't meet anybody at church.
So how did you meet your husband?
Well, finally, somebody said, "Why don't you get married?" I said, "We never even met the right party." So he brought one fellow over. Since he's from China, he brought people that were from China over.
He was from China, the husband?
No, the one that introduced me was from China. So naturally, the friends he brought over was his fellow worker at the grocery store.
How about your other friends? How were they married? Your girlfriends, did they
marry? Two of them.
Chinese-born men or American-born men, more often?
Most of the time they were married American-born. If they don't meet that kind, then they would settle from those in China.
Oh, I see. So those who are born here are considered to be of more value or more desirable than those
not
from China.
Not necessarily.
The way you said it, they would settle for Chinese-born Chinese if they can't find an American-born Chinese, right?
Well, people usually like to marry a similar kind.
They
can't find exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They will settle for whatever they need.
What about matchmakers? I don't mean just introduction. Mm-hmm.
sound up to me. In our whole family, our 10 of us, everyone chose their own name. It wasn't chosen by the parents. We usually don't listen to parents.
In your generation, right? Your parents' generation, they used matchmakers, didn't they?
But they never could find anybody for her or any of us.
Oh, did they try?
I don't think they didn't try, but they just didn't know other young people.
And the Chinese, the American-born men, were they more likely to marry women who were born here, or were they more likely to go back home and take a lady there and come back?
I think it's sort of half and half, depending on how dominating the parents are. If they pressure them enough, I guess they would. Because I have known a lot of people that have.
You mean they would rather not?
They would rather not. Mm-hmm. But if they themselves speak Chinese, then they are willing to serve somebody.
Mm-hmm. Were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons rather than daughters as their parents?
We just accept them as they come.
No preference.
At least being a girl, I have no preference.
Mm-hmm.
See how my mother preferred boys. Mm-hmm. I'm tend to see that if I had a girl, I would love her even more.
You mentioned, I think, last time that you didn't feel that your parents treated you as well as they treated the boys, right?
That's right. They expect the girls to help more around the house. And they're more likely to compliment the boys, not the girls.
I see. And you didn't do that?
Well, it happens that I have all boys. I treat them as individual. Some children just need more discipline than others.
I see. What do most people think of interracial marriages?
Well, it's better than not getting married.
but is it desirable?
If the couples can be happy on their own, it's desirable. But if they don't count on the family and friends to be happy for them, then it's all right.
I see. You mean there were no attempts to ostracize them after they got married? For instance, if a Chinese girl married an American, a Caucasian, or vice versa, the families and friends involved would not mind?
It depends on the individual. If she can win the hearts of the family and friends, it's all right. It depends on the girl or the boy that's married into the family.
I see.
They harmonize with the family, it's all right.
Did you know of anybody who married outside of the Chinese?
Yes, I know quite a few. In my own family, there are.
Before 1945?
Among my brother and sister, there's only one that married, I believe.
And what was your parents' reaction to that?
Since he was studying to be a dentist, they don't seem to have any objection.
You mean because he was a dentist, and they don't have an objection? What if he was studying to be a plumber? Would they then object?
No, that isn't the point. When you don't speak the same language, there's no arguments.
Referring to whom?
To any foreigner. If you speak Chinese and they speak English only, there is no argument.
Oh, I see. You mean between your parents and the boy?
And the boy. It's a boy in this case, and my sister.
Oh, your sister married. Oh, I see. The Korean man that your sister married was going to be a dentist. Mm. I see. I thought it was your brother who was studying to be a dentist and married a Korean girl. I see. So, okay. Did many parents feel it was important for their children to attend Chinese schools to learn the language?
In my day, it was very important.
Mm-hmm. Could you elaborate?
That my father's very thrifty in all other ways. When it comes to getting a teacher to come to our home, he was always there to see that we have a tutor around.
I have to teach you Chinese. Your family, you have four brothers and sisters?
No, I have nine brothers and sisters.
Oh, yes, nine brothers and sisters.
Four children.
Right. And all nine of you received some kind of Chinese education?
That's right.
I see. You never went to a Chinese school, though. You always had someone come in to teach you?
I was living in a small town in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no chance.
How about you? What was your attitude toward this?
Well, of all the children, I think I spend the most time and study the hardest.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel it's important for your children to learn Chinese?
I think so, but they don't think so.
Did you find in those days that Chinese was useful?
Whenever you come in contact with anybody from China, it's useful.
And you associated mostly with Chinese, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did many people hope to ultimately return to China?
Most of them were willing to visit. Not too many said, I kind of go there and stay there.
Even before World War II?
Even before.
And did you know of anyone who did it? Went back and stayed, retired or something?
My father went back and said, the poor people in America are better off than the upper class in China.
In other words, you didn't know of anybody who went back to stay because of the economic differential?
I don't have any relative outside my brother and sister, but my father's brother did go back and China.
To live?
He never came back.
Oh.
You know, in his old age, he did go back to China.
Where was that, Ron?
I would say about 34 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I was about 45. 46. Mm-hmm. And he died there.
Yes,
I see. Did he ever write to say how he felt about going back, or did he ever tell your father why he wanted to go back?
No, he never wrote before he went, so he's not the writing kind.
Oh, so not much of any communication, so. Oh. What did the American-born Chinese think of Chinese schools back in China and going back to China, either to study or to work?
It was a lot more difficult for somebody who don't speak the language.
You didn't know of anybody who went back to study in their universities or high schools?
I had three brothers that went back.
Really? To the high schools?
Two to junior high school and one to the university.
Two to junior high school and one to university. When did they do that? Which year?
I can't remember. That's the good year of being in America.
They were older than you?
No, one is 2 years younger and one is 4 years younger.
They were younger than you. So, at the time, when did you graduate from high school, roughly?
Three.
So, it's 1932, right? Roughly, in the mid-30s. How long did they stay over there?
Seemed like probably 2 years.
2 years? They both, all three of them went over at the same time?
No, I don't remember. Seemed like the one brother, the one that went to Lingnan, went first, didn't they?
One of them went to Lingnan University, right?
Yes.
After graduating from high school here?
Yes.
Did he have trouble with the language problem over there, with speaking Chinese or reading?
No.
He learned over here enough to get by over there? Okay, I see. Do you know if they have a special program for Chinese returning from abroad, or do they just put them in along with all the other students?
Well, the overseas tend to run around together. They have clubs.
Oh, yeah, but they don't have special classes just for them, like
if you haven't studied
Chinese training.
If you haven't had basic Chinese, they do that. But he had enough basic to understand.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to see any American movies which had Chinese roles or Chinese characters?
I didn't go to many shows. I only remember Good Earth and Pearl Buck mostly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you mentioned that. And you thought that was kind of a fair portrayal
of the American doing the Chinese.
Maybe as fair as they can get, huh? You didn't see anything else? You didn't see any, like,
Fu
Manchu or Charlie Chan?
I may have seen anime Wong movies in the old days.
What do you think of them?
Oh, that's the most famous movie star there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. What did you think of her?
I think she... Well, she just did whatever that she was told to say or do, I guess.
Was she a good actress? And what kind of roles does she have?
Well, actually, I don't remember that well.
Yeah, but you can't remember what kind of role she played in the movies.
Just the American part of a typical Chinese woman.
Housewife?
No, it wasn't a housewife. More a society woman. Somebody glamorous.
Oh, I see. Illegal? Doing illegal stuff?
Not
selling opium?
Actually, I really don't remember that.
You don't remember?
Like I say, my father made me a bad show.
I
didn't go to that many shows. But her brother's married to my sister.
Oh, dinner. So she's a sort of a distant relative, by marriage at least, of yours.
I haven't never seen her since we married.
What profession was her brother involved in?
Douglas.
Douglas Aircraft? Oh, an engineer? Did you ever hear anyone complain being a Chinese in America and not being treated right and so on and so forth?
I don't think those are born here are happy. Some maybe if you don't know the language, or they're not as capable or something.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes prejudice to hire a white instead of you or something. And it's just as good. I saw that. But now there is this vastly changing. You're people that speak just as good English.
Mm-hmm.
It's like on TV, all these announcers there. And their English is just as good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What types of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves? Perfect.
Just individual.
I mean, back in those days, in the 30s and the 40s.
You're born in China, you have no choice here. Laundry, grocery, or restaurant. But if you're born here and have the education, it seems like the most popular job seems to be engineering.
Mm-hmm. Even back in those days, right?
Yes.
If
you have the money and the intelligence, who's the child to be a doctor? Lawyer.
You need money to be a doctor first?
To be a doctor, a dentist.
Mm-hmm. What about for their children? What would most Chinese parents consider to be ideal for their kids?
They should do what they like and what they're capable of. So when people talk about ideal occupation, they still always be a doctor. But with me, it's different. I said, well, be what you're happy and what you're capable of doing.
You have never encouraged your children to go in any one particular direction?
No.
Did you push them to learn a specific trade or profession?
It's completely on their own.
The profession that one of your son has chosen, beauty operator, is that considered unusual among Chinese? Do you know of other Chinese who
there is involved? There's a Japanese that encouraged him, but he didn't meet this Chinese boy from Taiwan.
Chinese boy from Taiwan?
Yes, in there.
That's also a beauty operator. I see. Did you send your children to Chinese schools or hire a tutor to teach them Chinese?
Well, I could only get them to go, well, when they were small, we had this Mrs. Chu come, that lived near our place,
mm-hmm.
go to her house after school to study.
Your kids would go to her house?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's only halfway from home to the elementary school.
Uh-huh.
But then when the youngest was about in the third grade, we moved away.
Uh-huh. So they went for 3 years?
Yeah, about 2 years.
Uh-huh.
But that age, it doesn't really sink in.
Uh-huh.
And then when the two young ones older, they study on Saturday only.
Uh-huh.
That's not sufficient.
Whole day Saturday?
No, only from 9 to 12.
Every Saturday?
Yes.
For all four of them?
No, only two.
The younger one?
Yes.
What happened to the older ones? They decided not to continue?
They just didn't want to go. They were busy.
And so the two younger ones went another additional year or so?
Well, I would say they went at this house for 3 years.
Oh.
And then the youngest one, when he went to junior college, took up Mandarin for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. So he can speak Mandarin?
Still, that's not a sufficient education. Is it? She did it every day.
Can they write or read?
The youngest one can write. he'd been out of school for 5-6 years, so he'd probably forgotten some of his music.
Apparent end of tape.